You help entrepreneurs get all the money.
I go for the bigger, the biggest.
Y'all had me on a private jet.
I'm not scared to spend the money at all.
Oh my God, the look on your face says you about to go in. Transparency really made me a lot of money.
You need to get the mindset of, I do not care what people think.
Gimmick marketing that you'll put out there just to get people's attention.
I got 500,000 people across all my social medias.
People are buying solutions to problems.
Yes, the more quicker somebody be willing to pay you the money to get that solution resolved.
But what Smitty is giving me, you need this too.
I'd rather offer you value for free first, mm-hmm. and then give you the option to be able to work with me or not.
Hey, hey, and welcome to another episode of Full Transparency with Donnie Wiggins. Y'all, I am so excited today. Why, Donnie? Why are you so excited? Because y'all know I moved my studio to a new location and I had said that I wasn't going to be interviewing guests in person. I told you that. But I'm reneging because I got my guy in here. I got my guy in here. We're about to sit down. He's the first live guest that I have had on this couch with me. You have seen him before and y'all love him. Let's welcome Smitty the Goat to the couch.
Yeah, where the people at?
You gonna play me? That's how
we need the sound. I think we need the sound.
We need the sound. Zell, can somebody insert an applause right there?
Yeah. We need the crowd. Like Oprah Wiggins.
Oprah W. I mean, Donnie. I mean,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Okay, I mean, yeah. Okay, first of all, so if y'all joining us live right now on the Instagram, you will see that Smitty had me post Cash App, $$$. Yeah. And you probably responded and you're dropping your Cash Apps in there because you like, I want the money. Whatever they're giving away, I want the money. Thing is, though, we're not giving away any money. So if that's what you're here for, that's not what's happening. Yeah. But what Smitty is about to do is teach you how to market digitally the same way he just did to get people tuned in because it works.
It works for sure.
Smitty, we're used to you being the business funding guy. You help entrepreneurs get all the money.
Yeah.
Okay. 100%. But now we're talking about digital marketing.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense because you're attracting people with your digital. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, 100%. So I spoke on the funding stuff for a long time. So everybody are now starting to understand the frameworks of what it takes to be able to get funded for the business. But then they come to me too, like, I need to learn a way to make money too. So a lot of people ask me what I've been doing in my coaching programs, my membership community groups, all the funneling and strategies I use for marketing to grow up my personal brand.
Mm-hmm.
So I curated to be able to help people with that side now.
Okay.
I was doing it for a while in the background. I wasn't like talking about it publicly, and I was just seeing like, does my frameworks that I use work for other people too?
Yeah.
And as I've been trying to help more people be able to grow their digital marketing brand and coaching business, I've been seeing the frameworks that I got works.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it works kind of quickly. So I'm just like, let me put together something. But it took me a long time to curate because I wanted to be good. So I finally now are opening up the floodgates on the back end of my business model. So what I'm doing, how I'm setting things up, what frameworks I'm using, what strategies I'm using, what is working in my business, and being able to let people peek in and be able to see everything I'm doing so they can, you know, use some of the tactics and frameworks that I'm using right now.
Okay, so the first time that I interviewed you,
mm-hmm.
it was you and some of your business partners, and y'all had me on a private jet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember that.
And the jet moved. This was one of the jets that took off. I think y'all were going to Miami or something.
Yeah.
We did the interview on the ground because people were like, the jet ain't even moving. Mm. Well, I had to meet them at the runway or whatever it is. I had to meet them at the runway because I was just flying into town and they were about to fly out of town. And truth be told, we had shot a whole episode and I think something went wrong with the audio. The lights went out. We had a power outage the day before in the studio. So I had to fly out that night, but I was coming back in that morning. So the reason that the plane didn't move is because I couldn't go to Miami with them.
Mm.
However, the marketing behind that was so genius. On a private plane, shooting a podcast episode before you're about to go to this major event, do people have to pull up in private jets and Rolls Royces and Lamborghinis and all that stuff for your marketing tactics to work?
No, they don't have to. That's just my style.
Mm-hmm.
I don't tell people that they have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Does it give you a little oomph or spark? I believe, yes.
Mm-hmm.
If you did, it's just simply, if you did content in a Honda, versus content in a Rolls Royce with the stars and the doors opening sideways. What is a more appealing to the eye to even listen to you at first?
Yeah.
Of course, I would recommend that everybody would agree that you would look at somebody, you just look at a piece of content is more appealing to the eye, and then you would want to know what these people talking about that's in here. But it's just what you want to do and tell your brand. If you don't like it, it's still a lot of marketing back-end tactics that we use that it don't matter what you use in your lifestyle marketing or regular marketing. That's just me as Smitty to Go and Kenny Smith is what I do. I really just... And then, too, I don't create the marketing for just marketing. I literally do these things in my real life.
That's what you're doing anyway.
Like, it's just capturing it. So it's lifestyle marketing in that sense. I'm not creating the lifestyle to make the content. It's literally what I'm doing in my life and recording it along the lines, you know, the background of what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So making sure people understand that as well.
Yeah, for sure. I don't have a Rolls Royce. I would like to think I'm a pretty top tier digital marketer, but I do it in my own way. Very much like what you just said. I incorporate just what I'm doing in my life anyway, right? Mm-hmm. So right now I'm on this journey where I am, you know, I just went through a big skin journey, first of all, because my skin was a whole lot different when I interviewed you the first time, all right? I hated the content clips from that episode. I don't even think I shared a lot of them, Zell, because I was like, why is my face so broken out? So I went on this journey, skincare, it worked, obviously. And then I kind of took people through that. And because, you know, it's an investment and it requires money and all this stuff, people want to know, what do you do in order to be able to afford this stuff? I'm on a healthcare journey right now. They want to know. I don't own a Rolls Royce, so I can't show a Rolls Royce. And I don't like showing a whole lot of lifestyle. I just like to live. Gotcha. Does that make sense?
I get it. It's just a different angle. And everybody's angles is going to be curated towards what they do and how they like it.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with either one. You know, you're still going to be successful in what you're doing. But
put me on. Like, you know a little bit about me now at this point, right? Mm-hmm. You've been in my private space.
Yeah.
I'm a business coach, right? And I have to attract clients online.
Yes.
What is the mistake? What mistake am I making right now in my marketing? Oh, my God. The look on your face says you're about to go in.
I'm about to because your brand could be a lot bigger in my eye.
Okay.
Just getting more people to see who you are.
Okay.
You have a good concept and you are smart and you do people. You are smart and what people know because they don't know you enough yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally you just getting in front of more people. So you need to find strategies. Not you need to, but from my perspective.
I need to. I'm listening.
We need to put you in front of more people.
Okay.
How can we blow Donnie up to where 500,000 people see her in the next week?
How can you do that, Smitty? Yeah, so hold on.
Yeah,
how can
so
we do that?
You just need to leverage more bigger platforms.
Okay.
So you use your own platform and you're building off that, and that's good. But what if we put you in front of other people's audience that has millions of subscribers? So if we go to a YouTuber right now, he has a million subscribers on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
If we put you in front of his audience this week and do two collaborative videos, and then now his whole audience know who Donnie is, bam. But it's not a slow process, though. It's this is fast because we're getting in front of such a big audience. Mm-hmm. We're looking for a small percentage, maybe 5%, 10% of this, you know, big audience to be able to see who you are and what you do.
Okay.
But then we replicate that over and over and over again. So a person on Instagram got a million followers. We put Donnie in front of them.
Okay.
This person got a million people on TikTok. We put Donnie in front of them.
Mm.
This person got a million people on Facebook. We put Donnie in front of them.
Okay.
On all omni channels of social media, we need you to get in front of such bigger audiences for more people to know who you is first. If we just do that step alone, if you got, how many people do you average get to come to your funnels a month? Just not perfect at numbers, but average.
If I'm being honest, so truth be told, we have thousands of people who hit the site, but right now the only thing that you can get from me is Actionable CEO.
Okay.
And, you know, that goes to Mighty Network, so you can't really track that necessarily. Ooh. But we have thousands of people that hit the website every single month.
Okay, thousands. Okay, let's just say 5,000.
Okay.
We'll say that. The first step to doubling your income is literally just doubling that number.
Doubling the number. Okay, so hold on. Because what Smitty is giving me, you need this too,
yeah,
right? So the very first thing that I'm hearing you say is leverage other people's audience who has a bigger following than you.
Yes. But me personally, I don't go for just a little bit bigger or a medium bigger. I go for the bigger, the biggest. I go over the biggest one. I can look around, who had the biggest one, like 20 million followers, 30. Like, I want to go, me personally, I want to go for the biggest one possible.
Do you have relationships, or are you willing to, I mean, because you're making a lot of money,
yeah,
right? So for you, is it like relationships, hey, let's go live, let's do this, yeah, or is it business? Is it, yeah, let me pay you, yeah, to leverage your platform?
Both.
Or it's both.
It's both. Depend. And I'm not scared of spending money at all.
Okay.
It's some platforms I pay $10,000. Some platforms I pay $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
But I understood, if you have 10 million people in your network that can be able to see me in the next 7 days versus if I don't do that, you know, and I just keep trying to market to the people I have in front of me only, mm-hmm, then I'm capped to how much I can reach, how many people I can reach to.
Congratulations, entrepreneur. You made the decision that this will be your biggest and best year ever in business. And I am so excited for you. It's just that you're missing something. The accountability and the mentorship that you said you need, the accountability and the mentorship that you said you were going to get this year. I know you're missing it because I'm not mentoring you inside of my community, Actionable CEO. I see everybody else. I'm looking through the names as I speak right now, and I'm seeing all the names, but I don't see yours. See, Actionable CEOs have something in common. They have three things in common. In fact, they are disciplined. They are action takers. They invest in themselves. But my favorite one is that they are action takers. Oh, wait, no. My favorite one could be that they're disciplined. It could also very much be that they invest in themselves. See, you can't do one without the other if you want major results. So I'm inviting you to check out my community, my mentorship community for entrepreneurs who are interested in personal development, professional development, and financial development. And you want to have a whole lot of fun connecting with other people in the community to network with. If I'm your girl, if I'm your person, if I'm your vibe, check out actionableceo.com right now to see if my mentorship community is the right one for you. In fact, I know it is. So just go there and hit register, join now, whatever. I'll see you on the inside. Bye.
So once I started understanding that, I'm like, all right, well, why don't I just keep doing this over and over and over again? The more people that see my landing pages,
mm-hmm,
the more people I'm going to convert into my offers.
Mm-hmm.
It beats out a lot of things, mm-hmm, faster. Like, the way that I market to my audience right now, I got 500,000 people across all my social medias.
Okay.
It's going to be a lot easier for me to make money faster with my offers than somebody who got 20,000 people in front of them. Mm-hmm. And it's not even talking about being the best. It's not talking about you being the smartest person in the world. This is talking about just simply being in front of 10x the people you're in front of now. So many people are missing that part to where they could be able to grow faster if they had that component added to their business. So they need to learn how to leverage other people's marketing. And then once they get there, the strategies to pull them in to convert them into clients is now the next step we need to, you know, confirm.
Okay, so if you're looking at my brand, if you're looking at my brand, the very first thing that you think is wrong with me is that I am not getting in front of enough people. Nope. I really, and you're right, right? Mm-hmm. I think when I became unable to like run ads, mm-hmm, and anything, because that's the easy thing.
Yeah.
But we're talking to entrepreneurs who maybe at the start of their journey, they don't have a budget for real, mm-hmm, to run ads. And one of the things that you and I agree on, I tell them all the time, hey, just partner, start with an accountability partner.
Yep.
Just start with somebody who you know that maybe has the same following as you, because even if I got 100,000 and you have 100,000, I can pick up 20, 30, 40 people from within your network. Like, we don't have to start so big just that.
Yeah.
But I be seeing problems. I can go on your live and get 75 followers from you in an hour that we spent.
Yeah.
But then they get there and I don't have anywhere to take them. What mistake are you seeing there?
Yeah, so that's where the consistency of the content you create to get people into your offers.
Mm-hmm.
So now this is where the consistency comes in at. So the reason why we want to post 3 times a day on our
social
media.
So we're still on that. We're still on 3 times a day.
We're probably 4 or 5 still. Because,
okay,
but the reason why I'm so on that, because the new people that come in, so the new people that follow you, you want to convert them into your offers as fast as possible, and humanly possible. That's how I think about it. All right, how can I get this person from being a follower into my funnels to see how information I provide for them that can help them,
okay,
to be able to see if I can convert them into my offers, right? So once I see that, I want to be able to create so much content that they end up clicking the link in my bio. They end up commenting a keyword.
Okay, wait, though. So you're on this live. They start following you.
Yeah.
Did you create, like, so one thing that if I went live,
yeah.
one thing that I do first is put a relevant piece of content on my page before I even go live.
Okay.
So yeah. that when you come, the very first, at least you see something that supports whatever I might have been talking about, right?
Gotcha.
So that's let's prepare them to go live.
Okay.
What do they need to do when they're about to start, or not even just going live, but let's prepare them to collaborate with someone else, whether it's a podcast or a live or whatever. Mm-hmm. What needs to be happening on the back end?
Right. So what I got is automations, of course, with our ManyChat. Mm-hmm. That's really the easiest one everybody can do. With the automation on the ManyChat is comment the word X to be able to get X, Y, Z. And what I like to do is for everybody new on my page, I like to send them to the free one. I don't want to be trying to ask people for money when they just seen me, just met me, just followed me, and just seeing who I am. I'd rather offer you value for free first for you to understand how good the information that I have for you is first, mm-hmm. and then give you the option to be able to work with me or not.
Okay.
So I would set up an automation to be able to get them into something free first. Me specifically, I like automated webinar.
Okay.
So I like automated webinar because I give them enough in my presentation for them to understand me, who I am as a person, and the business model that I got, and how I can help them be able to succeed in wherever position they're in. Some people like to do free ebook to be able to get people into something for free. Some people like to do a free training, like a VSL funnel mm-hmm. or something like that. Me personally, I like the webinar because it gives them more time to understand who this person is and what they do, and both of those combined can get somebody to say yes faster than just like a book.
So when you do the webinar, are you doing the webinar talking about business funding? Mm-hmm. Like, are you talking about your offer?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people get confused there. They're like, well, if I do a webinar, then why would they buy anything from me?
Got you. So my webinar is teaching just the foundational things of my business model. So I got different layers of things that I teach at a different level. If somebody new coming to my page, I don't want to talk to them about my higher tier programs. I don't want to talk about you paying me $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. No, let me talk to you about the foundational things that help people just start from the beginning so that you can understand, like, I'm not trying to ask you for a lot of money. This is like just getting you a dip into what I'm doing so you can see if you like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do like it, you can move forward. But I just give them the framework. So I give them a lot of the how.
Okay.
And then what you will pay for if you want to continue is the tactics of what to do and what softwares I use or what things that I do to be able to use with the strategy.
Okay.
And then a thing I think people make a mistake on is they give them a lot of, like, not good information. it'd be kind of like weak, I would say, almost, in their mm-hmm. presentations. They want to give people like little tiny bit of information because it's free.
Right. And that's what I was going to say. People confuse. So let's help them break free of that. When yep. we're talking about digital marketing, I hear, like, a lot of my mentees even say, well, how much do I put on Instagram so people not getting all the information from me? Or how much do I put in a webinar so people not just getting all the information and not buying? Like, what should go in the webinar?
Yeah, so you give them steps to how you do it. So it should be laid out. You should have, like, an organization of laying out of how you do what you do first,
mm-hmm.
what you do second, what you do third in your business to get that result.
Mm-hmm.
So what I like to do is I like to just figure out what my 3 steps are, 4 steps are, maybe even up to 5 steps that converts a client to get done with what I want them to get taught. And I like to just say, you have to give them good enough information to where they know that you are good at what you do and you're not just like taking information from somebody else and repurposing it.
Yeah.
Or you don't want to give them the mistake you can make is give them bad information. They're like, this is not good. I don't even want to move forward.
I'm
good. Everything. Like, I'm about to get off it because I heard that this is on YouTube. This is on Google. Like, all the regular things. So, like, to the best of your ability, give them enough good information that they will want to do more work with you. It's like the Chinese people when they giving you a little stick for the chicken.
The skewer piece of chicken in the mall.
Yes, in the mall.
They stand out there mm-hmm. and they give you a lead magnet.
Yes.
They give you that little piece of chicken on a stick.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A tried to copy that in Cumberland Mall years ago. I don't think it really worked for them. But y'all know how you go to the mall and they passing out the samples yeah. and you taste it and you like, yeah, let me get that. Let me.
Yeah, you wasn't even going to get it. Maybe you might as well. But they like, try it for free.
Yeah.
And then so like in the same sense, that's kind of what you want to get somebody. And then if your food nasty, they're like, I don't want that. But what if it's good, they're going to either get it and they're going to keep coming back and coming back.
Yeah. So I tell people when they're preparing for like a webinar
yeah.
or even for like your content, always give information that at the end of it, people wish they would have paid for it. Like, well, and not even wish, but at the end, you want people to leave your webinar or any information like, I would have paid for that. Like, dang, I got all of this for free. I would have paid for it.
For sure.
Right. So let's talk about somebody who's just starting out. Okay. They don't have to even just be starting out in their business. They're either starting out in their business or they're starting out building a digital presence.
Yeah.
What's the first thing that they need to do to like position themselves to before we can even do anything else? What's the first thing we need to do to position ourselves digitally?
Yeah. So the first thing everybody needs to create is an offer. That's what I like to start. I like to start with crafting an irresistible offer. And what I mean by that is you want to create the offer that you're making so good that people do not want to say no to it. And the better you get at adding more value on what you're offering to people, the more easy it is for people to pay you. And the thing that you need to focus on when you're creating these offers are specifically solving people's problems.
Mm-hmm.
This has became the easiest way for me to create offers to be able to get people to buy it from me fast too. It's like, you should know in your industry what problems people are having.
Okay.
If you can figure out what problems people are having, you should be able to create a solution to it.
Okay.
That they can be able to get it solved fast, as fast as you possibly can. Now, everything's not going to be fast by tomorrow, but you know, the faster you can get somebody to the solution, the more quicker somebody be willing to pay you the money to get that solution resolved.
Mm-hmm.
So I just focus on, okay, if I'm looking at my industry and I'm figuring out, I know the problems already. Well, you should know the problem. If you're in the industry and you've been doing it long enough and you've been in it, you should know the problems that people are having. And then, well, if you have already solved it, what did you do in order to solve those things? And then that's the thing you need to create for other people and help them with specifically.
Okay.
So they can get help and get their problem solved, because, man, when somebody got a problem, they don't mind paying to get it solved.
Yeah.
As long as you can actually solve it.
Yeah. What's your process, though, of actually taking? So now we have the offer.
Yes.
We have the offer. I understand the problem that I'm solving. Yeah. Right. And that's really good, Smitty, because I see a lot of people focus on, here's what I do. Right. I do this. I'm a digital marketer. I'm a business coach. I'm a hairstylist. But what problem are you actually solving? Because people are buying solutions to problems.
Yes,
they're
that's
not
what they're buying.
Buying you. They're just buying solutions to problems. So now I understand what problem I solve. I understand whose problem I'm solving. Now I got to get in front of this scary internet.
Yeah.
Now I got to turn. They want me to turn the camera on. I can't just post my hand in something.
Yeah.
Like, first, how would you recommend people even deciding what their content style is going to be?
I say to be yourself. Mm-hmm. That you trying to be other people, you trying to replicate what people got on the internet, you trying to do what you've seen people do that's worked for them, I have seen has not been the easiest route for people. I've seen the easiest route for people is coming up genuinely who you are and what you truly do in the world. So not being perfect is the number one thing that I believe, especially for women. Oh my God, I got a lot of women clients now that they just be talking about my hair and my makeup and my eyelashes and my... You need to get the mindset of, I do not care what people think. Oh man, if you can't overcome that when it comes to this social media stuff and you trying to grow, and you want people to see who you are and what you have to offer, you got to get over that hump first. So getting over what people think and being able to do it authentically and just be yourself within your content. I've seen that work the most for everybody. For example, like Sexy Red. Sexy Red is authentically being herself and people will love it and respect it based upon who she is. She didn't try to come in the industry and be nobody else but herself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is her angle the best? To somebody, probably not, but to some whoever it is for, it is for. And you can build a big brand off of just who you are and authentically what you, you know, want to provide and do and help people with.
Yeah, and that's good because...
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
I was one of those people who, when Sexy Red first dropped, I didn't understand her. Like, it was a little too far to one side for me. But as she has, what I respect about her now is her commitment to being herself,
yeah,
right?
I love it.
And here's the thing. Like, you probably don't roll with Sexy Red, or you might not roll with Ella Mai or whoever the person is for whatever that is. But there are so many people that's like them, so many people that think like them, so many people that like what they like, that the important thing is that you do show up as yourself and you find your tribe. You find your tribe of people who speak like that, talk about those things, are interested in those things. Yeah. And that's where you get wealthy. That's where you get rich and make all your money.
Yeah, that's what I stuck to myself. I literally just I'm just going to be authentically myself. Like, whether people like it or not, whether if it aligns with the perfect entrepreneur or I don't wear suits, you know, I'm a little, like, I got a different angle on how I, you know, present myself, either on internet or in person, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And I heard the cackling a little bit about, like, my energy, or, like, I might not get in certain rooms, or I might need to change who I am and how I, you know, orchestrate my image online because I look young and flashy and all these things. And it's like, bro, I want to work with people who, you know, relate to me, or, you know, okay with how I present myself.
Yeah.
Because what I have to offer, and when you get to have a conversation with me and I show you the things that I'm doing, it don't matter what I'm wearing, what car I'm driving, it don't matter what I got on, it don't matter none of that stuff. This stuff works regardless of what you're talking about or not. So I'll go off that, you know, and people understand my value when they work with me versus what they're caring or saying on the internet.
So I tell people all the time that transparency really made me a lot of money, right? And here we are in full transparency, which came full circle. I didn't even realize I did that, right? Mm-hmm. But transparency, since maybe 2010 or so on the internet, made me a lot of money. And it also made me extremely relatable and desirable to the people who I work with. But I cannot lie to you, Smitty, and tell you that I've never experienced almost imposter syndrome, or I've never experienced, like, a moment where I'm booked to show up in a certain room and I'm like, maybe I should show up over there different.
Yeah.
So, like, 2015 to 2018, I had pink hair, hot pink hair.
What?
My hair was hot pink. Not only was it hot pink, it was hot pink with blue highlights and purple highlights. My hair was that girl. Like, I might go back to it because I missed it. The only reason I stopped was because of COVID. My hair was hot pink. I remember getting booked to speak at Bishop T.D. Jakes' MegaFest event. And I was looking at the lineup of all the other people on the flyer. Now, the headshot that they had of me wasn't pink hair. It was an older photo. But I'm looking at all the other people on the flyer, and I'm like, maybe I should dye my hair.
Maybe. I don't know about this one.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I've worn, at that time, I was still dressing business professional, like kind of business casual. But I could be in jeans. I could be. But I got this hot pink hair. And I was so nervous about it. I remember calling into the production before I flew out, and I said, are y'all sure y'all really took a look at me? Because they found me on Facebook. Are y'all sure, like, y'all know who I am? Like, my hair's hot pink. On my page, I got curse words and all the things. I'm shrinking myself over a problem that they weren't even thinking about. Mm-hmm. They said to me, you were chosen because you show up exactly as who you are. Like, you were chosen because we appreciate how relatable and transparent you are in front of your crowd. And I was told, you better come here being exactly yourself.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Have you ever experienced, like, well, maybe I should throw on a suit for this?
Yeah, 100%. And I might tend to it sometimes, but it's going to be in my own style, I'll say. Mm-hmm. It's still going to be, whether I got some gym shoes on instead of some dress shoes or to my own liking. If I don't like it, I'm not doing it, though. Like, if I truly, like, I don't like this and I'm still doing it, I'm not going to go that far.
Yeah.
Now, I can clean it up to get smooth to where I still feel like, man, this fly enough for me. I like this still in this way, but I'm not going to just super change and do something uncomfortable that I ain't, you know, willing to do myself for nobody, to be honest. But I do understand getting in different rooms and different environments and, you know, presenting myself the right way. I do understand it. But I do want to stay true to being authentically me.
Like,
this is how it took me this far. This is what I built my brand on. This is what I built a multi-millionaire empire on. Like, this is what I want to stand on and stick to, too. So I'm gonna stick to it.
You literally living your life out loud. When I think about my own journey, like, people literally watched me grow up on the internet. They watched my daughter become an adult on the internet. And, you know, you're a family man now. You have a brand new baby. You are making a whole lot of money. Like, how is there any separation between Smitty the Goat and Kenneth Smith?
Ooh, hey, good. You said that. Said that name like that.
I mean, you know, nah. It's your name.
Yeah. A little bit, but truthfully, when people see me on the internet, that's how I truly am in real life, too. So whether if it's being funny, whether if it's business-oriented, whether if it's family side of me, it's kind of who I am, kind of like, it kind of shows. But, like, of course, it's a few areas to where they're probably not going to know or see or see me do or see me interact with. But for the most part, it's literally, like, what they see is really what's going on and what's happening and how I am. I don't really use that name that much. Don't nobody call me Kenneth.
Don't nobody call you that. I'm
Smitty the Goat.
I just needed to know if there's a difference between Mr. Smith and Smitty the Goat.
To be honest, it's not that much.
Okay.
I'm trying to think.
Smitty, I don't know.
I'm trying to think.
I'm a question it.
Okay, come
on. Is there ever, like, maybe some gimmick marketing that you'll put out there just to get people's attention?
Oh,
you about to know where I'm going with this.
I do tactics that I know that's going to curate people's attention in a way, 100%. Mm-hmm. But I just think of it as them my marketing tactics.
Yeah. Okay. So let me ask you this. I saw you on this show.
Oh, shoot. Okay, go ahead.
And on this show, you were talking about your dating preferences.
Yeah.
And you may have mentioned that you be, like, into bringing third parties into your relationship. And I said, I know Kenneth Smith. Not that guy. I don't know what Smitty the Goat be doing. But Kenneth Smith seems like a very, you know, faithful one woman man type. But you can live your life however you want. Yeah. Did you go on that show to get attention and more followers, or were you telling your truth?
Both.
Okay.
It was both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you feel like it was... Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we share business for other people. So I could be talking about what's really happening in my life.
Yeah.
But I'm putting other people's business out there too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like in that moment, maybe you overshared? Did you go too far?
No, not really. Mm-mm. We had already had those conversations before I came on the internet and said anything.
Okay.
And when somebody else start their podcast, y'all gonna see the other side of people that y'all ain't seen too. It's just people don't know what you don't know.
Okay.
So people, I can see why people would think that, but truthfully, not really.
Did you choose to go on the show in the first place for marketing purposes?
Yes.
Okay.
I did.
So it was a marketing play.
I knew that people were going to see who I was on a big platform like that and come check out who I was and what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a lot of clients too.
You got a lot of clients from a dating? Okay, because talk to me. No. Coach me. Can you coach?
Yeah. All right.
So I show up on the Tonight's Conversation platform, right? I'm one of the, I guess maybe one of the regulars now.
Mm-hmm.
And people get confused. Like when they come to a live show, I'll have people who say, oh, Donnie, I didn't know that you did this. I thought you were a business coach. But I talk about life.
Yeah.
Tell me how to maximize opportunities where I might be talking about relationships or I might be talking about spirituality or whatever that is, and then get those people transitioned over into my business.
Yeah. How I like to do it is I just need you to follow me on my social medias. That's all I want you to do first.
Okay.
And then my consistency with the value content that I use is going to convert you eventually. I'm going to be hitting a lot of pain points that you have in your life.
So you don't care where the lead comes from. If someone called you right now and said, Smitty, we need you to come and speak at this men's conference. It's a conference for men who have gone through divorce and they're back into the dating space. You're going?
I'm going. It don't matter the demographic or who they are, what they are, because I think it's too because of my industry too, though. I think that's like a plus that I have. Kind of everybody in the world, I don't care if you're man, woman, young, tall, or short, it don't matter. Like, you need to get access to more money or you need to have your credit together when it comes to housing, cars, and getting access to money.
Okay.
So I think that aligns with, I can go in a lot of different places and help a lot of different people in different areas. Now, I also have different type of business model that I can help people with when I come to digital marketing. It's a lot of people that don't know how to make more money in their business. A lot of people don't know how to make money online. It's a lot of people that don't know that they can add this extra stream of revenue to their business to where now I can come in and help that type of clientele too. So like, I think it's because of my unique situation with the credit and funding stuff that I can help people with that I can help anybody. You know, it don't matter if you're dating, it don't matter if you're married, single, it really don't matter because everybody needs help.
So what do I need to do? Okay, whenever I do like these dating podcasts or even these live dating events, right? I've gone on Dear Future Wifey. I'm doing Tonight's Conversation. Mm-hmm. And my clips 1000% are going to go viral every single time. What should I be prepared to do next?
You should always float pre-frames in your conversations about your business. And it don't got to be super like direct or super salesy. Like it's literally got to be subtle pre-frames in there that can just say small little things about how I help my client or what I do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
I'm incorporating that into my what I do for a living mandatorily. It's not going to be a conversation where I don't mention what I do for a living.
So here's what I do, but I don't know if it's enough.
Okay.
Because think about it. Have you ever seen Tonight's Conversation?
I don't think I've seen clips.
They be asking some wild questions, right?
Yeah.
They be like, so how do I convince my husband that I still love him even though I love my boyfriend too? It could be a question like that, right? And I can't be like, well, I'm a business coach.
Right. Yeah, I see that.
So what I will do sometimes to a question like that, if he throws the question at me, I'll be like, y'all wild over here. Okay, y'all, I don't come from the relationship space. I'm a business coach. I work with entrepreneurs. But
I like that one.
Is that strong?
Good. That was good.
Okay.
So I see where you're going with that. That's like a great angle to what you just said.
Okay.
And if you could just think about a few more kind of different ones, like similarly at the end of what you say or at the beginning of what you say like that, that was good. Like,
okay. But now other speakers that are in rooms like this, on panels like this, they're selling merch and they're selling, you know, stuff.
Right.
I'm the only entrepreneur necessarily in the room that can speak to relationships, but I don't lead with relationships. So if I need to let people walk away with something because they're walking away with something from everybody else, what would that be if that's you?
My social media.
That's it?
I don't
have to sell anything?
I'm never selling to you on the front end. I always want you to get value from me first.
Mm-hmm.
See what I have to offer for you first.
Mm-hmm.
See what type of information I have for you first.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to sell you nothing right out the gate to you. Mm-hmm. I want to I don't want to offer you no money, to pay me no money.
Okay.
Come see what I have to offer for you. Come see what I help people do. Come see what transformation I've helped other people do.
Mm-hmm.
Come to my free trainings to see what I can help you do.
Mm-hmm.
Come see my story, what I've been able to do for myself.
Okay.
And my consistency with my content.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I need. I need you to just follow me. That's all I want.
What's one underrated strategy that you feel like you can share? Like one mm-hmm. super underrated strategy that everybody should be doing?
Yeah, I believe everybody right now in 2025 need to have a membership community group to position them monthly reoccurring money in their business
mm-hmm.
so that they can leverage that to be able to use that money that they make in the reoccurring money to reinvest back to marketing to grow the rest of the part of the business.
1,000%. But now we're talking to entrepreneurs who are like, I got to sell my shirts. I have to sell my clothes. I have to coach my clients. Mm-hmm. I have to do all these things. Mm-hmm. And you want me to show up in digital marketing, mm-hmm. which is essentially like a whole separate arm of your business, right?
Mm-hmm.
I imagine business, like if you think about walking into a building, that's how I always look at myself. When I'm walking into a building, I walk in and I've got my customer service team that's greeting everybody. So mm-hmm. that's people who are finding you, people who are getting their questions answered. And I'll go a little bit further into the building and there's the sales team. They're generating new leads or they're closing leads that we've already generated. Mm-hmm. The marketing team over here, they're generating, you know, new leads. Mm-hmm. But over in this marketing category, I see a whole team of people that's working to present the brand to the public. But now you want me to build the business.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to sell the stuff. You want mm-hmm. me to be the closer. I'm the digital marketer. And you want me to build a community, Smitty?
Yeah, so you got to go the route of what's the smartest use of your time.
Mm-hmm.
So I always recommend somebody to have something digital because it's just 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're not online, having something available digitally that someone can buy from you,
mm-hmm.
you're literally missing out on millions of dollars because the things that you all are doing to be able to trade your time to make the money
mm-hmm.
is going to keep you from making a lot of money in a short period of time.
Okay.
So if I'm a person that is looking to make more money faster, I can't do it with the things that I'm doing trading my time for money.
Mm.
So I'm going to have to leverage the skill set of the digital side to be able to add an extra stream of revenue for myself to be able to make more money in my business. Because if I don't, and I'm still be in a position of using the tactics that I'm using to make money to trade my time for money, it's going to be stagnant.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to grow that than it is to scale something or add something that we can be able to digitize and be able to sell something that you create one time and make money over and over and over again.
The best marketer wins hands down.
Almost yes.
Okay.
Because Donnie, you can be better than 1,000 people. But if this girl got 1,000,000 followers, she's going to be hard to outbeat this girl if she sells something for $50 or $100.
Get it. Yeah.
So like, why don't I just leverage that understanding?
Mm-hmm.
Like when Ari or Jada drop something, it sells out because of just simply, I don't want to take nothing away from them either because they're just starting to be good at the craft. But I'm just saying, just on the first layer of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
If they drop something for $100 and they have 1,000,000 followers, it's so much easier for them to make their $1,000,000 versus somebody that got 20,000 people.
Yes.
It's just,
yes.
And is it mandatory for you to have that many followers? No, but I'm saying it would be so much easier for you if it was just 20 times more people that know you and seen you.
But don't sometimes some people just have an it factor? Like
Sometimes,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
sometimes it's an it factor. Like there was no strategy to build certain followings.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, you're right. They
yeah.
do. But the cool thing is you can use the strategies to create that.
Mm-hmm.
Me, 3-4 years ago, nobody knew who I was.
Mm-hmm.
I had 2,000 followers 4 years ago.
Wow.
I didn't know nothing I'm talking about, and nobody knew me.
Mm-hmm.
I leveraged understanding the marketing skill set to get everybody to know who I was in 2-3 years.
Okay, so back then, marketing yeah. for you wasn't necessarily working.
Yeah.
Fair?
Mm-hmm.
What happens? So walk me through that. Somebody yeah. is trying. They're committed. They're posting yeah. 3 times a day, 5 yeah. times a day. They like, look, I'll post every hour on the hour. What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
Nothing is working. Now, I come to you and I say, Smitty, it don't matter what I post, how many times I post, nothing is working. What's your advice?
Yeah, if nothing is working, that just means you need a better strategy of what you're doing. Because it obviously works.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another. And don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation. But then...
You get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof massaging leather-appointed seats are available features.
You know what I mean? But it has to work in a way that you can create a right strategy for it to work. If you're doing is not working, I would say for you to get another strategy from someone who has something that's working. So that's where the coaches and mentors come in at.
Okay.
I don't wanna keep making the mistake of it not working and not knowing what to do. When there's people out here who's doing it at a high level and knowing exactly what to do, how to do it, how to create it, what strategy to put around it, and things like that, and what you should be doing and how you should be creating it.
Okay.
If you have a struggle portion in your business to where you feel like you're struggling, that you're gonna need help with that.
Okay.
Just like if I struggle with something, I'm gonna go get someone to help me within that thing I'm struggling in because I don't know how to do it, I'm not doing good at it.
Yeah.
And if it's steady not going up, it's steady not doing good, I need to get a coach in. I need to get some type of help and some type of framework, some type of blueprint, some type of step-by-step layout of how to do this thing that I'm not good at.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like people are going to have to do that in order to get better at what they do.
Yeah. And testing.
Yes.
Like, you get the coaching, you get the mentorship, but we're not magicians, right?
Yeah, we're not.
We have a framework that works typically.
Yeah.
But every now and then, you get that one person, and you're like, yeah, you're right. Ain't nothing working for you.
Yeah, right? Yeah, which I agree.
Nothing is working. We gotta go and test some things. And I think people a lot of times lose patience with the testing part of the process.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would rather get the testing of the thing that's working at a high level for other people versus test what I think is the right thing
that
to
part.
Do. And then it's not even close to what you're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when we get to teaching people the things that I do, people have aha moments all the time of, yo, I was trying to replicate what you was doing from the outside looking in, mm-hmm. and this is nothing like what I thought I was supposed to really be doing when mm-hmm. I seen the back end of what you're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe when people start seeing those things on the back end more, it gives them better strategy, better things to go produce and put up there.
Yeah. So you can talk from a very high level in theory of this is what I did, this is what worked for me,
yeah.
Very loosely. Like in a 45-minute podcast, we can't give the full breakdown.
Yeah.
What can frustrate entrepreneurs who may be watching this, very similar to a frustration that I experience, is like, I hear you telling your story, but who's gonna teach me? You teach business funding. You help people. Can you put a program out that teaches people, like, step by step, this is what I do? And when we're talking about digital marketing, we've only touched content.
Yeah.
We haven't touched all the other stuff,
mm-hmm.
but can you put something out where people can continue this conversation with you? Or are you working on something?
Yeah. No, I got it together already. So only for this specific thing that I'm going to teach,
mm-hmm.
and it's only for the people who can meet the demographics of what I need to meet in order to coach them to scale. But I'm only working with people who are making $10,000, $15,000 or more.
Mm-hmm.
So mine is not going to be for the person who's starting today.
Okay.
And just wanting to get into this world brand newly. You never did it before, none of that. It's like,
for sure.
You have a little something.
You got some motion.
You got some motion going on, and you are getting stuck and capped, and you can't get past $20,000.
Let's talk about that person, because that's
okay.
A real thing. Like,
yeah.
You'll get to that six figures. I know so many entrepreneurs come to me like, I've been stuck at six figures for the last 3 years, four years, 5 years, and not even stuck at six figures, but stuck at that same $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
And you see all these other people scaling up besides you.
Yeah.
So now I come in, I'm making $10,000 to $15,000, maybe even $20,000 a month, but I've been here
mm-hmm.
for far too long
mm-hmm.
and I want to do more. Where would you start with me?
Yeah, so the first thing we need to do is what I already told you, get in front of more people.
Okay, all right,
that's the
Smitty.
First step.
I feel like he's talking to me.
I'm talking to you, but I ain't talking to you.
I feel like he's coaching me on my show.
I want them to really understand what I mean by this, because this is one of the number one things that I see people just keep not doing, and it could be putting them so far or so faster, but they keep being short of, I'm being consistent, I got this thing, I'm doing this thing and doing this thing. But no, if nobody know you, they can't flow you.
Mm-hmm.
That, if don't nobody know who you is, how could they pay you?
If nobody yeah. know you, they can't flow you.
They can't.
Cash flow you.
They. What if somebody...
I like that. If nobody know you, they can't flow you. You heard that on Full Transparency out of Donnie's mouth.
They can't. It's impossible. It's impossible. So you have to do a good job at getting the brand out there. Like Elon Musk and Alex Hormozi, these people are millionaires that could be multi-billionaires without showing their face or personal brand at all.
Mm-hmm.
But they did purposefully get their brand and personal brand out here and people to know who Elon Musk is. Elon Musk don't got to come out and make a Twitter and talk to people and be a personal brand. Why does he do that?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to 10x his brand, his 10x his business by people personally knowing who he is and being able to talk and be able to tweet, being able to grow a personal brand. But forget behind that.
Okay.
So the first thing is get in front of more people is the first thing first.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to solve that problem. Now, you're going to need a better strategy than what you're using now.
Okay. A better strategy than what you're using.
So, for example, this is a perfect example. I see people on the internet that's coaching, and they post flyers to get people to convert into their thing. They like, all right, this is my program, y'all. I got a $2,500 program. This is all what you get. You go to all the pieces.
Okay.
You get this.
All the pieces.
You get this. You get this. And then they market that every day. They're like, I'm consistent. I'm posting every day. That consistency in posting, yes, you're supposed to be consistent, yes, you're supposed to be posting, and you're marketing your business, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But the strategy you're using, you're telling people to click the link in your bio after you post a flyer. They mm-hmm. ain't heard you talk. They ain't heard how you can help solve the problem.
I think you need to be direct. Look, y'all, don't nobody care about your flyer. It was cute. Like, I know you paid $55 for that flyer or whatever. You got somebody on retainer. Don't nobody care about you. We do flyers for formalities.
Just to get a little eye to what's going on.
You know
but
what
that's
I mean?
It.
Just to cover. You need a template for something. Nobody cares about your flyers.
No, I had to learn that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I used to do that though. So I'm not super picking on them, but I'm just saying what strategies is better. I'm saying them now. I learned from that and
okay.
I transitioned out of that because it okay. wasn't working for real. So the strategy of what someone to do to be able to convert them into their offer needs to put them through a process. They need to go through a journey, you know what I mean? And the best platform and strategy that I've been using right now is the automated webinar.
Okay.
So automated webinar is people signing up on a free landing page and being able to get into, this is cool too because I used to do live.
Mm-hmm.
And then I weigh the pros and cons of a live webinar and an automated webinar.
Okay.
And boy, does the automated webinar outbeat the live webinar.
Tell me why, because we do a lot of webinars with my clients.
Yeah.
Evergreen, which is automated and live, right?
Yeah.
Some of my clients are absolutely killing it on the live side, but they can't get that evergreen to go. What do you believe is your biggest strategy when converting from an evergreen webinar?
So
share a couple of strategies. We need to know.
So the first thing is this is what I've noticed. When we do a live webinar and we get 1,000 people to sign up.
Mm-hmm.
Only 25 to 30% of people show up.
Right.
That first lever in that model, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're missing out on 70% of people to not even see
That's
your presentation.
That's 700 people.
Oh, my God.
That's 700 people.
So the people who are running live webinars are only talking to 30% of people every time you do a webinar.
Okay. And that's weekly,
and
couple times a week.
Let's just say weekly, mm-hmm. right? Every week you have a webinar, you got 1,000 people coming in, you're only talking to 250 or 300 people. Bottom line, that's average numbers, everybody doing that. Right? Some a little lower or higher, but what about those 70% of them people?
Mm-hmm.
They haven't seen your offer yet, but they signed up and they're interested in what you're talking about,
yeah.
but they were busy,
mm-hmm.
they didn't come on a webinar, whatever the case may be. 70% of people don't see it. The first thing I noticed was when we do an automated webinar, we do what's called just-in-time automated webinars
mm-hmm.
so that when people come on my landing page, they pick the time when they want to watch it that they're available, and it's
yeah.
not just set to on my day, four mm-hmm. days away, that I have to come on class and I might not be available, but I'm signing up anyway.
Mm-hmm. Do you, when they come and they pick, do you have the calendar limited to, they can't pick a webinar next week?
Yeah.
It has to be like in the next 2 days.
Yeah, is it in the next probably 8 hours?
Okay.
Yeah,
no
further than that, because I don't want you to forget. I want you to be alert of, it was today, or I let them do now. They can do in an hour, they can do in 2 hours, and I don't let it go further than like 8 hours though, but I'd rather them do it now.
Okay.
While they got the time.
Okay.
So what happens now is the short rate of more people seeing the presentation and the offer is double already, because they're picking the time just in time to now get on when they can. More people are going to show up. So
mm-hmm.
if I had 1,000 people sign up for my automated webinar, 70, 80% of people seen it. Right there, just with that one lever, double the people seeing your offer, you should be able to get more conversions.
Mm-hmm.
If more people see your offer.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been trying to weigh back and forth, like, should we do this or should we do this? And it's like, it's not no right or wrong, it's right or left, to be honest. But I'm just picking apart what I've just been seeing in the industry and with other people, with myself. If I can get more people to see my offer, I'm going to make more money.
Mm.
So I like the model of the automated webinar, because One, I don't got to trade my time no more either. Mm-hmm. I'm scaling a system versus my time. Mm-hmm. When you run a live webinars, and if you like me and you in mentorships at a high level, they tell you to do a webinar every week for 4 years straight if you want to become a millionaire.
4 years.
For 1 year straight.
Oh, for 1 year straight.
Do one webinar. Russell Brunson paid for $30,000 mastermind. He said the thing that changed his life, and I messed up on this. I did one webinar, I made $100,000 in a day, and I never did it again. My biggest mistake in the world.
We did the same thing. I did two.
You did two?
I did two. And it was like, why didn't we go back and do it?
I don't know.
It worked. Like on mine, I think the first one was like $175,000, and then the second one was like $275,000. Mm-hmm. And then I'm done.
I was so ecstatic that it worked. I was so happy that I'm big dog, big Smitty to go. I made 100K in a day. I'm Mr. 100K in a day. Now changing my Instagram to Mr. 100K in a day.
Not Mr. 100K in a day.
You know what I mean? And I was so ecstatic about it worked, and I loved the result. And it was such a big moment for me that mm-hmm. I just got excited, and I just wanted to be like, I did it. But I didn't get smart with it. And he told me, he said, your mistake was the reason why you didn't reach seven figures this year was because you didn't do it every week for 4 years straight to become
one webinar live.
Live.
Every single week. For 12 months. Did you ever end up going back and doing it?
Yes.
Live.
That was this one I was doing live webinars. I did go back and do it. I listened to what he said word for word. Not changed, not thought about it. Different.
What's some of the best advice that you picked up from that mentorship? Number one, do the webinar every single week.
That's really the only line I needed.
People, you know what I did? I moved from that six-figure, the two six-figure webinars to challenges.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. But I still don't do... I'm working on a challenge right now. Mm-hmm. I'm dropping a challenge right now, mm-hmm. Finishing the pieces of it. Y'all will see probably by the time this is out. But I said, you know what it is? It's the mental capacity that it takes. I'm the operations person for me. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's all the stuff that has to happen on the back end that I'd be like, I ain't got to do this. I could just really sign up one client and just be done. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to do this.
Yeah.
But the truth is, I really do have to do this because the true success is having income streams and revenue being generated from multiple different categories. Mm-hmm. So you don't have so much pressure on one.
Yeah.
So you get into this mastermind and they tell you one webinar per week, per year.
Yes.
Give me two of the best pieces of advice that you learned from your investment into a program like Russell Brunson.
Yeah. I'm so glad though. That one line was worth the money.
Okay.
Some people be looking for everything else and a million strategies and the best thing in the world. That literally changed my life forever because I went and did it. And then that's when I had my first million dollar year. But what is the best strategies that I learned from the mastermind?
Mm-hmm.
One was JVs. I never knew about JVs.
Mm-hmm.
So joint ventures is leveraging other people's audiences, but in a different way now.
Okay.
Donnie got an email list of 50,000 people, 100,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
But her industry is different than mine. Let's just say Donnie's industry is real estate. Smitty's industry is credit. I know that people need money to get into real estate. So let me do a joint venture with him and offer him a percentage of what I'm going to do in this collaboration. So he does no work. He leverages his list and his contacts to be able to do a joint venture with me on my webinars.
Okay.
So I want you to blast out your text list, blast out your email list. Every client that signs up for my webinar, I'll give you 50% of the sales of everybody that I convert. You do no work. You don't do no fulfillment. You don't do no customer service. You don't do no webinar. You don't do anything. But just let me leverage your list.
Just send these emails out for me.
Send these emails.
So if I am doing this joint venture with you.
Yeah.
And you agree to it, my responsibility now is to have all the emails typed up. Mm-hmm. This is what you send. This is when you send them out. Okay? Mm-hmm.
So I'll curate that. This is how I want you to send the emails out. This is what I want the link I want you to sign them up for. This is the tracking portal to log into to see all the tracking about who logged in. I mean, who signed up, who paid. All you can see all the back end unless, do a collab joint venture. But this can scale up your offer so fast because we're not spending no money on marketing now. So what I mean by leveraging other people's audience is always not about having to spend the money up front. It's about joint venture and just make the money split on the back end where they still get paid the money they want to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
And you get paid the money you get paid without spending money up front. So that model was crazy.
I got a little joint venture for you. because you got to do this with people who have your audience. You have my audience. Uh-huh. I got a little joint venture. I got to figure. So talk to me about, let's talk about joint venture. So we talked about collabs and going live and what that criteria needs to look like. If I am picking somebody to do a joint venture with, they have an audience that complements my audience, but we do different things. Mm-hmm. How do I make it attractive for them?
Yeah, the most attractive thing is you do nothing, you make money.
Okay, but let's say somebody has a $100 offer, right? Mm-hmm. Joint venture with you to get people into my community.
Okay.
So I would create some emails that say what? Because I'm about to do this for real. Yeah. Like what I'm getting right now. I'm getting coaching and I'm taking it on the team to be the case study, taking it on the chin for y'all. Okay. We're here now.
You'll create an email and just say, "Hey guys, I'm about to do a collaboration with one of my partners and one of my people that I do business with.
Okay.
They're in this industry where, in this case, this I got Smitty. I done podcasts with him. Here goes some links to be able to go watch him if y'all want to. We're about to do a collaboration. So I want y'all to be able to get introduced to getting access to y'all first $50,000 of funding or $100,000 in funding to be able to leverage it, to be able to put into marketing for your coaching business. So I'm going to I'm going to collaborate with the experts, ready to go. And he's going to do a presentation to be able to help y'all get that side of business fulfilled for y'all and help y'all with that. So we're going to host a free class on this date at this time. Here go the link to sign up, y'all.
Okay.
And we have a tracking link in there to be a track.
Okay. But that free class, that's free. So I haven't made any money yet.
No, you have not.
Okay. Where do I make money?
So you make money off every lead that comes from your tracking link.
Okay.
And then this is how our flow would go. They're going to sign up for a free class. As soon as they sign up for a free class, we have an upsell to a digital product.
Okay.
For like $30.
Okay. And so I'm making money off that.
You're making 50% of every sale. Matter whether if it's digital or the offer or whatever we
Infinity do. Or for a period of time?
Whatever campaign we put together or we agree on. So whatever we agree on.
So free, no money, but next is the upsell, $30.
Yes.
I make $15 for everything.
Yeah.
And then there's another upsell.
And then, now they're going to get them on a presentation, on a webinar, and we're going to offer them. And on a webinar, you don't want to do more than $2,000. So let's just say I had a $2,000 offer. And my $2,000 offer was to coach them for 8 weeks, and I'm going to teach them everything about funding. I'm going to give them my banking reps. I'm going to teach them how to get their first $50,000 in funding, $100,000 in funding, so they can leverage and use for their marketing and their coaching business. Bam.
And I'm getting 50% of the $2,000 too?
Yes.
You need to send some emails to my list. I have an email list. You know what I mean? I got a list.
Come on.
I know that you be getting people funded.
Not for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah.
Y'all, go through my link. just wait. Go through my link.
and it's so sexy for you because it's another leverage for you to be able to add revenue to your business without doing no work. We want to work smarter and harder. It's a lot of people who are on your list right now that haven't spent money with you yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because we haven't put them through a right vehicle that they needed to be able to spend the money just yet. Mm-hmm. But imagine so many people on your list that need help with the credit and funding side that you haven't monetized yet, that I'll come to an opportunity for you to do all the work, all the customer service, all the fulfillment, and you make money.
Can I get a link for the people who gonna watch this? Can we start there?
We gotta see what we get.
Can we put a little JV together right here?
Yeah, we gotta create all the stuff though. But
for sure.
An example, yes, that would be something perfect. Like we do, and that was one of the things I learned in the intro that I never knew and never understood and never could even thought about doing. Mm-hmm. I just thought about how to do everything by myself, market myself, put my own brand out there, put my own business out there.
Yeah.
When there's people out here that have assets of big people in their database already that they haven't fully monetized off of yet, that y'all collaborate with and be able to monetize and make revenue off of.
Well, and that's the beauty with coming into programs that you do, right? Same thing with me. You have invested at a super high level and you've absorbed all this information, and then you take what you want from it, you come back, you apply it, you teach it, and now you can teach it to the people who are coming into your community, into your memberships and mentorship programs.
Once I acted on it, did it, and it worked for me, that's when I teach it.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Once you acted on it.
And it worked for me at a high level, then I like to teach it. I'm like, oh, shoot, I learned it. Yeah. Then I did it. Then I executed on it. It worked, and I made X amount of dollars from it. Now I like to be like, all right, yeah, y'all, this stuff worked for me. This is what worked for me. You can be able to, try to use it. But did a challenge model too, though. The challenge model have probably been the best model that in business that I've seen in the world.
That's what I was going to ask you. Of all the things that you've done, that you've done, what would you say is the campaign or strategy that you're most proud of?
Yeah. My last campaign was my birthday campaign, October.
Okay.
So we did like $775,000 in 1 month. And the big push in that campaign was my birthday campaign, which you always make the most money in your life on your birthday. So everybody sell something on your birthday, create a campaign, create right around your birthday.
That's okay.
Number one lesson. But so we did a campaign to a 5-day challenge and we had a $10,000 offer and we generated a lot of money in one day.
You did a campaign.
Okay. You want to go through the whole flow?
Yeah.
Okay, let's
so
go.
You come up with the idea first.
Birthday.
Birthday. We're doing a birthday campaign. Yep. How far in advance do you drop the campaign?
Gotcha. So we do a 6-week marketing campaign.
6 weeks. Y'all better be writing this down. Nah, I'm asking the questions I know you're going to have.
Yeah, these
six
good.
Weeks.
She getting it out of me, y'all. Mm-hmm, so we do a 6-week marketing campaign. So I'm going to give you our flow, what we do.
Okay.
We do 6 webinars.
6 webinar. Okay, 6-week marketing campaign.
Yes.
The marketing every single week is a webinar.
The marketing is every single week is a free webinar.
You're running ads.
I'm running ads and organic. I'm doing both.
Do the ads start 6 weeks in advance?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's taking them to a webinar.
Taking them to a free webinar.
Free webinar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then we're selling off at the end of that presentation challenge tickets.
Challenge ticket, $97, $297.
Yes.
Ma'am. Okay. So now we're selling chat. And is it just you, or did you partner with affiliates who could help you get this out there?
I would add 1 or 2 guests now. I don't go too big on 10, 15 guests.
Do you revenue share with 2 guests?
No, these are just people that I'm close with that come in and want to get the exposure that I'm about to put them in front
of.
Because it's about to be 500,000 people.
6 weeks, 6 webinars. The ads are taking you to register for the webinar.
Yeah.
On that webinar, it's free. Now you're getting to come to a bigger experience with me.
Yes.
Which is a 5-day challenge.
Which is a 5-day challenge.
5-day challenge. You got ticket options. So you buying the ticket to the challenge and then?
So we got general admission, we got VIP.
Okay.
So on the webinar, we buying the challenge tickets. Now, the challenge is going to happen 6 weeks out from when you start your first webinar.
Okay.
So you're going to have a webinar every week for 6 weeks straight until your challenge date.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So then now we have curated all these people that bought tickets now. So now we have.
And they're going to an email list.
Yes, they're going to an email list. They're going to get a text, of course. They're going to get the VIP people going to get in a Telegram group, and you curate how you want to position.
Telegram group. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You curate how you want to position your assets to give them.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, so they got their ticket to their challenge. Now they're ready to go, and now we have to do the 5-day challenge.
Okay. Now they can get their tickets to the challenge as early as 6 weeks in advance.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or as little as 1 week in advance.
Yep.
Now you're doing the challenge.
Yeah. So
all right.
Our marketing campaign is 6 weeks. Now we're doing a 5-day challenge. And the 5-day challenge, you want to have, this is curated for people who want, you don't have to be, but I like it to be anywhere between $15,000 to $30,000 offer now. $5,000 to $30,000.
I was about to say, you just skipped right over.
No, five. It's $5,000 to $30,000.
So on a webinar,
yeah,
I agree, like around $2,000 less.
Yeah.
You need to spend a little bit more time with people is the psychology behind this. So
yes.
In a 5-day webinar, you're spending a little bit more time teaching, proving, getting some results, and now you're selling a $5,000 to $30,000 offer.
Yes.
And for your birthday, what did you sell?
I sold a $10,000 offer.
A $10,000 offer.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then when you say you made $770,000+, it came from the $10,000 offer primarily.
Yep. So we had probably 70 people.
Yeah. Okay. 70 people say yes.
So I had an average of about like 500 to 600 people showing up on the challenge.
Okay.
And we converted 70 people
into about 15%.
Yep. Good percentage is where you need to be on challenges.
Mm-hmm.
We converted about 70 people into our 10K offer in one day.
So someone is saying, okay, so you're doing that. And we know there's all kinds of stuff that goes with it.
100%.
People pay in full. People make payment arrangements. People get funding.
Yep.
But somebody is saying, Smitty, it sounds good, but what the heck did you sell for $10,000?
So you have to get good at creating offers.
Okay.
So you have to sit down before you come with your campaign, before you offer this offer, sit down with yourself before the campaign start. What am I going to offer to these people that's going to equal the value of charging this amount of money?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to get good at understanding what people want and how long are you going to coach these people for that amount of money. So me personally, I think we did like it was a 12-week program.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a live coaching session. This is not you get courses and you watch videos and then you just come on a Q&A session.
Mm-hmm.
This was me teaching you everything live
every
week for the next 12 weeks, step by step, how to do everything for the next 12 weeks. And then we also added in like an in-person at the end. It's like a graduation thing, yeah. In-person mastermind at the end of it as well. Mm-hmm. So you was getting coached from me every single week for the next 12 weeks of everything I was doing when it comes to credit and funding. And then the cool thing we do that makes it way more valuable, the guests that you bring on, this is more game for y'all too, the guests that you bring on, make them and their offer appealing to what you're already offering on top of what you're doing for your people already. So
Take it back.
Yeah.
He be talking.
Okay, my bad.
Okay. Yeah, so I come on your challenge. I'm a guest. Uh-huh. I offer Actionable CEO, my mentorship community. Yeah. I have coaching intensives. Mm-hmm. What do you say make me present something that's a value to your community? So yes. Tell me, what would you do?
So I would bring on two guests, I would say. But I know in my brain what I'm teaching and what else they will need in combination of what I'm teaching that can make this more valuable for them.
So I teach business scale.
Okay, business scale. So let's mm-hmm. just say we was going that model. I'm teaching people how to get funding and start their own coaching business. You teach them how to scale, though. But you okay. teach them how to scale to the next level.
Okay.
And then I'm going to get another guest that, let's just say, do ads or something okay. like that. Or, you know, something that's complementary to what they're going to need.
But it's going to be that they're teaching this on the challenge or they're teaching this in the 10K offer?
Both.
So now there's a pay.
To who?
To the person that's coming in.
It depends on what your relationship.
Gotcha.
So if a person is standing on, oh, I need to get paid for my time to come do a class for you, then, you know, you work that out. You do what you want. You got to do.
Because the idea is still offering them exposure.
Yes.
Like, you may actually pick up some clients from this room, so I want you to come in.
It's almost guaranteed that people are going to tend to you, like you, and like what you said.
All the time.
And like what you had to offer.
Bring me in a room. I'm shutting it down.
No, seriously.
No, for real.
And that's what my value is in that position is.
Okay.
I'm about to put you in front of 600-700 people, mm-hmm. and you had to pay $0. Mm-hmm. All these people not about, remember I told you 70 people and took my offer. What about these 500, 600 people?
Yeah.
And they heard you speak for an hour. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So like, you're going to get business, you're going to get followers, and you're going to make money, and you didn't do nothing but just come on my Zoom for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So I like to position it like that. Now, if somebody's starting on, they want to get paid, either I'm going to pay them or it's not going to work for us in our business model.
So what I'm hearing about digital marketing, the front end is just the beginning. We know this. And then there's a back end. Digital marketing doesn't work if you don't have somewhere to take people, right? Mm-hmm. And the number one problem, or maybe top three problem that I see entrepreneurs make, business owners make, is that they take them to a place, that $17 offer or that $30 offer that you had, and then nothing. Ooh. There's no follow-up, there's no upsell, there's nothing mm-hmm. later. Mm-hmm. And so there's no what I call a customer journey,
yep.
right? You have to go from the internet, but the internet, you take people on a journey there, yeah. and then once they become a client or a customer, you're taking them on a journey there. Mm-hmm. So for you, for example, you're starting off with Instagram posts. You mm-hmm. are creating videos. You're doing mm-hmm. lifestyle content. You have mm-hmm. marketing campaigns that you're doing specifically mm-hmm. for a challenge or a webinar.
Yeah.
You're marketing the free. Webinar free. Mm-hmm. They come into the webinar. They're like, oh, I'm sold. Mm-hmm. I want to sign up for the challenge. Then from the challenge, they go to the mastermind.
Whatever offer it is.
But whatever it could the be offer the,
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
About 10K.
Yeah.
Do you take them somewhere after that?
Yes.
Okay. And you just, it keeps going.
Yeah.
It keeps going.
Yeah.
Until you cannot serve them anymore.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
the likelihood of you not, especially in the service space, of being able to, or coaching space, of serve them anymore is so far away.
Yeah.
It's so, but people just, they're leaving so much money on the table, Smitty, because they're not thinking through an actual customer journey.
Yes. And they don't know the frameworks to put in place to have those be built properly mm-hmm. or the strategies to even convert them into those things if they had them available.
And that starts with the digital marketing piece,
yes.
which you now are creating programs for,
yes.
diversifying the portfolio.
Yeah.
Are you ready to tell people, like, is it ready?
Yeah,
like, ready to go?
It's ready.
How? Because I'm looking at the comments on Instagram. That's what yeah. I'm over here looking at. And somebody said, bro, dropping all the sauce. Somebody else said, this method actually works. I was just sold on an offer yesterday for 10K. And then we got people over here on yours. He's like, okay, have a birthday campaign. Check. Run it. People
yeah.
want, they're going to want this information.
Yeah.
How can we work with you?
So we finally opened up the Inner Circle 4 months ago, and we're allowing people to now learn all of Smitty's frameworks and what he does that has generated him over $7 million the last 3 years. So now I am just literally I dumped out my brain for what all I did in the coaching space and digital marketing space and growing my personal brand in connection to all the strategies I've been using to convert people to my offers.
Mm-hmm.
I just dumped my brain out, and now I'm letting people have all my frameworks and blueprints, and I'm coaching them in my inner circle now to be able to set these things up for themselves. You know, I've blown up my membership, paid membership community group as one of the biggest community groups, over 3,000 people. That model that I use for that too, everybody kept asking me like, man, how did you do that? How did you do that so fast?
Mm-hmm.
It was the system I created. You know, mm-hmm. it was the strategy I did with my marketing and the systems I created. So like giving people that system, showing people the back end of what to do, how to scale your business from $10,000, $20,000 a month to $50,000 to $100,000 a month.
For sure.
Every single month consistently, because that's why I see a lot of people having problems with the coaching space.
Yeah. And is there a website, or do you want them to come over to Instagram?
Yeah, they got to DM me on Instagram. And to just be transparent, I'm super direct and transparent, as y'all gonna know. This is not for people that can't afford it. This is not for people that's cheap. This mm-hmm. is not for people that are not understanding to invest into themselves, because the price point is not going to be cheap, and it's not going to be appealing to somebody who don't understand investing in themselves and yeah. stuff like that. So it's for the people who understand. It's for the people that understand the value, and for people that are really ready to scale their business to the next yeah. level. And can see the doing them things the same thing I do on yeah. the internet.
It's for people who already have some motion going on, you're getting consistent sales, and you already understand the value of investing in mentorship and education.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. If yeah. you're like, I don't know, yeah. you know, if I invest this,
yeah.
this particular program isn't for you. There are people for that, but it ain't the GOAT.
Yeah, not right now.
All
I
right?
got some small stuff for them to learn, some little stuff, but if you're talking about my inner circle stuff, it's gonna be like, we ready to scale up, we gotta take this to the next level.
Okay.
And what people got to do, spend more money, because in that campaign, I see people doing challenges. I see people doing webinars. It's the way that they're spending the money on getting more people in there is the reason why they can't generate the numbers that's being generated from the high level entrepreneurs that's doing the same thing you may be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But the strategy behind it got to be tight and shit.
Every single time we sit down, you drop some sauce.
100%.
Every single time. And y'all let me know in the comments if you want Smitty to come back. Let me know what stood out for you the most in this episode. Let me know what part of the digital marketing strategy or even the back-end strategy you're like, you know what? I need to implement this right away. And then also definitely go over to Instagram. It's _SmittyTheGoat, T-H-E, yeah. the mm-hmm. GOAT. Go over there, DM him, and figure out how he can get you started on your digital marketing journey as well. Smitty, close us out.
Hold on, Donnie.
Uh-oh.
What strategy are you using to get people into your offer?
An actionable CEO?
On the front end.
So the podcast is the number one marketing channel.
Smart. Okay.
And then on social media right now, we are doing 7-day guest pass.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. A 7-day free guest pass.
Like
it's like
that.
The LA Fitness model. You know, you walk in LA Fitness.
Like
they're
that.
Like, before you go, let us give you a guest pass.
Like
okay.
That.
So I'm just posting a lot of relatable content.
Yeah.
Not even necessarily super business content, because you get my podcast, you get all these clips. So we're showing the clips and all those things. The podcast will bring new people to my social media. And then I show like behind the curtains of what's going on. So you see insight into the calls and things that's going mm-hmm. on. And I give you a 7-day try before you buy a guest pass.
Okay,
you had
I'm going to give you a second option to add on to your thing that you got going on.
Okay,
and
tell
we're going to test it. For
Is it like in my ear thing? Or okay, tell
I'm
me.
I'm going to give them two. I just try this. I want you to try this model too. If you can, put it into your marketing somewhere. Free automated webinar. You already got the presentation stuff
weekly.
Down pat.
No, it's evergreen. This is all day. Okay.
My webinar runs 24/7, 7 days a week,
Timmy,
every day,
wait,
all day.
Before you tell me this. Cause you know we cool now, and I'm cool with your girl too.
Okay.
So can I get the webinar script?
Yeah, I have some.
Okay, all right, that's all I want. You know
yeah.
what I mean? I got some webinar scripts.
Yeah.
So he said he did 7 million in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Let me come up off that webinar script.
Nah, yeah, you can.
And then I might share it with y'all that are members in my community.
Yeah. This is what's been working for me, and this is how I grew my membership community groups to so many people.
Okay.
A lot of marketing, but automated webinar.
On go to webinar or
mine is on Evergreen.
Okay,
so presentation to offer. Now this is the cool part we do in the back end that I don't see nobody doing really.
Okay.
We're offering a 3-tier structure offer at the back end.
Okay. All right. I'm
okay.
listening because I'm not
okay.
taking notes.
Okay.
Okay, I'm listening.
We are offering them the monthly subscription for whatever price point you got. So that's
$97.
Yep.
Okay.
And then our second tier offer was 6 months up front.
6 months up front.
Yes.
At a discount.
At a discount.
Okay. They get what, 2-3 months free?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. So yeah. $97 and then up front two. Okay.
Yeah. So in your case, we would say about $450. Because 6 months would be $600.
That's true, because I offer 12 months up front.
Okay. Okay. Oh, you do? Okay, bet. Okay. So then I do 3 tiers. So it's monthly, mm-hmm. 6 months, mm-hmm. or 2 years. Or you can do a year or 2 years, but I do 2 years.
Okay.
And now my price point might be like $800 to $1,000.
Even on a 2 year?
The 2 years, like, because mine is $50 a month. So gotcha. Yours would
okay.
be different.
Yes, okay.
But mine is like 9.
But that's a no-brainer. If I did like 8-something for 2 years.
Donnie.
No freaking brainer. Okay.
So it's 3-tier offering.
Okay,
and
okay.
And then now imagine your upfront revenue and your monthly recurring revenue driving up at the same time.
At the same time.
Man, because and then don't let you run ads, because now your ad spend budget is getting recouped by the big time payments, mm-hmm. and your monthly recurring is adding up.
Mm-hmm,
up.
Mm-hmm,
if
mm-hmm.
you can run a lot of marketing campaigns to that system over and over and over again, your monthly revenue recurring money drives up consistently. And the money that you're spending on marketing gets recouped by the big time payments. And then now you're basically spending $0 on marketing, but growing that monthly recurring at a higher rate real mm-hmm. fast.
So I have to figure out how to get ads going.
Yes, we do.
Which you
or
can help me
JV,
with.
JV. One.
Or both. Joint venture. Okay, yes. So I either have to leverage JV or figure out how to get ads going. Yeah. And the only thing I'm sending people to is a free webinar.
Yeah, that's it. No work.
Call me the webinar queen.
No work.
See, I'm in the middle of putting together a challenge. Now I want to scrap the whole idea and just go straight free webinar. That, but I'm not, because I told y'all I'm committed.
Not
like
for sure,
I said to, I said to my audience, 100%. Like I'm about to do a webinar. I mean, do a challenge.
Okay.
I need to be doing live events. Yes. I need to be doing all the things.
We do.
Because here's the thing about digital money, and y'all need to get with him on learning this digital marketing. You don't have to.
Yeah. 100%.
I don't have to do a
100%.
Live event, right? If I do a live event, it's because I am satisfying some desire that I have. Just I feel like doing a live event,
100%.
Or I want to connect with people in person. I want to be in the room and around the energy, but I don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if you're looking for a model where you can really automate and simplify the way you make money,
yeah.
digital marketing really is. It's the only way. It's the best way. I mean, not the only, but it's the best. It's 100%. The best. It's the best. All
so
right.
Your next marketing campaign,
okay.
Donnie, for your challenge.
Okay.
Where are we spending the money at? It's the last thing before we get off. Where are we spending the money at? What's our budget?
Where am I spending the money to market?
Where's the money that we spending in for marketing?
So I'm going to be honest with you.
None.
Because let me tell you, I have a great email list, mm-hmm. right? And I haven't done a challenge in years.
Mm-hmm.
So typically, I do webinars and stuff, and it goes to my email list. So I was just going to follow that same model and take advantage of this email list that I have built out. But now that I hear you talking,
that's good, and that's gonna be a good.
He said that. That's have a seat, little girl.
Not like that.
So cute.
Not like that. But it's more people that think like that though, and there's nothing wrong with it. You could.
For sure. It's not maximizing.
And then you might not be as money. Trying to get to certain marks of money.
No, we
got
to get. I got to get $10 million done this
year. Exactly.
This year.
If you're trying to do that, right, Donnie, you gonna need more people in these.
I know. That's why I got you
okay,
here.
Okay, cool. This is what we need to do.
You think I'm asking these questions for you? I'm asking these questions for me.
This is what we need to do. We need to put you. We need to put you in front of the biggest woman audiences. Possible. Who is the top 5 people that got the biggest brands that you can get in front of this week to tell them about your challenge?
Okay.
Who are those 5 people?
Who are the 5 people whose audience I can get into, like, on a live?
Oh, it don't matter. However,
I can't name them off top, okay. But I know.
Jada, how many followers Jada got? Jada Waiter.
I don't know. And
it's 4 to 7 million.
Who? How many?
7 million, whatever she got.
Okay. All right. So I can
Donnie.
Leverage my friends.
They got to have big platforms. We got to go big. We got to play it big.
Like,
10 million. You got to at least spend $2 million on marketing.
I got to spend $2 million on you mean over the year.
Over the whole year.
Oh, I was about to say, Smitty, get out. Over.
If you get it, I promise you, if you post it, get posted on Jada Pace this week or whatever throughout your company marketing campaign.
Okay. So how much of a this challenge.
Okay.
How much of a budget do I need?
How much are you willing to spend?
Nothing.
You know what I mean? Oh, my God.
I'm
more.
Talking to you like it's them. This part ain't me. This is y'all.
Okay. All right. So I would say do 100. $100,000. You got to do $100,000 in marketing for your campaign. $100,000. That's how. So my last one, I did $150,000.
Okay.
In marketing.
So let me tell you what I'm not opposed to that. 100%. So let me tell you what we've usually done.
Okay.
Usually I would send all of it to my email list.
100%.
And I would make $100,000 plus on that webinar, and then I'd take 100% of that money and run it.
In marketing. I like it. If you got to do it that way, do it that way. From beginning to day one, I know I'm about to spend this money. I'm going to spend it on my own or with the money that I make on the front end.
I'm so conditioned to not pay for marketing because I can't, right?
I just can't. Because the ass stuff.
And I'm so grateful that digital marketing organically and through my podcast and things like that has allowed me to still build a multiple seven-figure business. Mm-hmm. But I got to get to $10 million. We got to do something different. In 12 months.
That means $1 million a month.
$833,333.67 every month.
And you
don't play with me.
And you think it's gonna be
off the email list? Don't play with me.
We can't do it off the email list only.
So basically, I gotta stop playing with me.
We can't do it off the email list only. We're gonna do some good numbers with the email list. But if we're trying to take that thing through the roof.
You know what I mean?
Okay, at least 50. Okay, 50,000. Okay. 50,000.
Okay.
Fine. Five platforms, big dog platform. We're not doing no small platforms.
And what am I going to Jada platform and do?
You just need her to post you a good reel that you know that can captivate.
I'm asking her to speak.
Huh?
I'm asking her to speak.
No, we don't need her to speak.
Is it my reel?
Yes, yours. And with your tagging, and to say, go follow Donnie. That's all we need. Because we're going to run the campaign on our content to be able to get them to the free webinar to join the challenge.
Bam. Let's get it.
But on the content that she had posted, you got to think about this. 5% of her people going to see it. She got 7 million, at least 100,000, 200,000. We just need 10,000 people.
I got this. I got my people in my head. And thankfully, I got people in my network, so it might not even cost me as much.
That'll be a blessing.
You know what I mean? I got people in my network, and they love me.
Yes, I would agree. If you can leverage it like that, 100% fine. Mm-hmm. But
digital marketing is where it's at, y'all.
100%.
That's it. Follow Smitty to Go, _ Smitty to Go, SMITTYTHEGOAT. He's the GOAT. Yeah. I don't even have to tell you why he's the GOAT. He literally just mapped it all out. And then follow me, Donnie_Wiggins. Make sure you're subscribed to the channel. They're on Instagram saying we need her back.
Instagram?
We need him back.
Oh, okay, bad.
We need him back. We need Smitty back. But I need y'all to tell me that on Instagram. If we need Smitty to go back, let me know. Because I'm going to ask the questions that y'all need the answers to. And we're going to keep growing this conversation. Thank you, Smitty, for 100%. Being my first guest on this set.
Good work.
I love this so much. All right, so we will see you when we see you next week. Come back full transparency. Don't forget to hit Smitty on all of his platforms. Look around. There might be a link over here, though. And let me be clear. If you saw Smitty on this platform and you see a link for him, click my link. Let me get out of here. Y'all go have a good day. Smitty, thank you again for being here.
100%. All right. I appreciate you, Donnie.
Bye.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.